Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the University of Georgia, as we now know, Brock Bowers has to have surgery on his ankle and is going to be out for a while. Let's head out to the WaitFor.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Bill Bender. He, of course, national college football writer for Sporting News. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BillBender92. Bill, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show with me this evening.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, arguably maybe the best pass catcher, or at least one of them, in the world of college football, we know is not going to be around for a while at the University of Georgia. My question to you is, do you think that this really changes anything, at least for the regular season, when you look at what Georgia has left on their schedule?
I mean, they're going to have to play, obviously. They're going to have to play well in those games. I think, does it make Georgia more gettable? I mean, maybe. That stretch against Missouri, Ole Miss, and Tennessee won't be easy. I mean, Florida on top of that in a rivalry game. So it does alter the way they're going to play offense. But I'm not one of those guys that's going to penalize Georgia for an injury based on a predictive thing. And I talked to my editor, Bill Troche, credit for that line of thinking, right? Like, we got to see what it looks like with Bowers out of the lineup. And like I said, it's not going to be easy, but I mean, I still think they're number one, and I subscribe to the theory that they're number one until somebody knocks them off.
Yeah. And look, I think Carson Beck is getting his way through this offense, right? I mean, again, he's completing 73.6% of his passes. He's got 12 touchdowns. He does have the 4 interceptions, but still 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio. His quarterback rating is 163.8. You know, he's evolved himself now, I think, where at this point of the year that they have so many different weapons still, you know, with their wide receivers and running backs, that I don't think they, again, I'm not saying that they don't miss a beat, but I don't think that Bowers would be maybe as tragic for other teams when you have a quarterback that now is getting things figured out, has been in the system, and has plenty of other pieces that are around him.
Yeah, and that's fair. And Michigan's a great example of last year when Blake Corum went down. Mm-hmm. Blake Corum was their most important piece, and I don't think too many people gave them a chance to go beat Ohio State and Columbus. And they did have to alter the way they played, but Donovan Edwards filled in. And they made big plays in the passing game. And now this year, I mean, you look at Michigan, they're probably – I mean, I think up until last week, right, that you would probably say that Michigan and Georgia have separated a little bit. I'm hesitant to say that because when I look at the Big Ten East, I see three really good defenses and three really good teams, and any one of the three could win the Big Ten.
Bill Bender, national college football writer for Sporting News, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Does this season feel like that coaching blunders have been enhanced, whether it's Mario Cristobal not kneeling, whether it's, you know, Dan Lanning not kicking field goals early? Like, it seems like this year coaches have had a real hand in big games and costing their team wins this season.
Well, I think those are two separate ones, obviously. I mean, Cristobal, you just kneel the football. It's that simple. There's no way around it. You kneel the football, you go home. Any level of football. Dan Lanning's probably like, it's almost like a generational debate. I was talking about this. I think there's some young football fans out there that are proponents of going for it on fourth down every time. And analytics, that term gets used so loosely. I'm like, is that a person? I mean, that's my thing. It's got to be on field. The way I looked at Saturday, John, was take the points at the end of the half, and the other two, that's your call based on feel. But, you know, analytics can't tell you if the left guard is flinched twice or if, you know, your running back just ran it seven times. I mean, something like that. It's definitely based on feel. But as far as the Dan Lanning criticism, I think you got to take the points at the end of the half in that first one. And then the other two, I didn't really have a problem with. The last one's a little close, though.
You know, Bill, I was talking to another columnist about this, that I don't know how the Pac-12 isn't going to have at least two representatives at the Heisman Trophy ceremony this year.
Well, the quarterback play has been the highest level. Michael Penix has been at the highest level. Caleb didn't have a good night the other night, but, I mean, he could still work his way back into that conversation. Bo Nix and I mean, even Shedeur Sanders, you could take it down to him. Yeah. He's had a fantastic year. The quarterback play in that conference is better than everyone else's in terms of depth. Though, if you look at the SEC, you mentioned Carson Beck. He's having a season. Jaden Daniels is having a whale of a year. Even though they've lost a couple games, he's been pretty brilliant for the Tigers.
Bill, it gets started this Saturday. So the actual Big Ten schedule now gets started here on October 21st, because now we get Penn State and Ohio State, and then obviously we'll get Michigan, you know, in that round robin. But, you know, this is going to be a big end of October into November. I mean, again, these really are three of the real heavyweight programs in college football right now.
All three of them capable of winning a national title. And I haven't said that in a while, where it was somebody other than Ohio State that was capable of winning it all. Penn State, huge stakes this weekend for them. Really huge. And I think so. I think Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, top three scoring defenses in the country. I mentioned how I thought Michigan has looked the best. Now they haven't played a ranked opponent yet, but kind of like Georgia the last couple of years, where to me, there's something to be said when you're winning games by 40 points.
You know, Bill,
they've controlled. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
And that's all I got, is that, you know, there's got to be something to that they are winning at that level. And those three games are going to be huge.
And, you know, Bill, it's almost a shame that for several years now that Michigan, Ohio State and Penn State have to all play in the same division in the Big Ten, while, you know, we get some of these really lackluster Big Ten championship games. And, you know, again, I don't know what effect it's had on the Big Ten overall. But, you know, again, I do think it's probably had some effect, just in the sense of you get these three monster games where they, you know, the round robin of everybody. But then you get to the conference championship game where there should be some kind of culmination payoff. And you find up these games, whether it's, you know, Michigan and Northwestern or Ohio State or Iowa, or just, you don't get these compelling games in what is a way better divisional race than what a championship conference is.
And it's anticlimactic, yeah, is the way I would put it. It because you get to the road and you're like, well, I mean, we've already watched Penn State beat Iowa 31-0, and Iowa's 6-1. And I read a tweet today, I think it was from Josh Pate, where it said, you know, Arkansas could win the Big Ten West. He's not wrong. I would co-sign that. I think Arkansas could win the Big Ten West. I don't think Arkansas would beat Michigan, Ohio State, or Penn State. And when the Big Ten goes to 18 teams next year, some of this is going to change. because they're going to play all these teams from the West Coast. But if you flipped over from Washington, Oregon to Wisconsin, Iowa on Saturday at any point, you probably thought you were watching two different sports.
And, you know, Bill, if you look at the ACC, if you told me that Florida State, Carolina, Duke, and Louisville are all ranked, I would tell you, yes, with the round ball where they throw it into nets and stuff like that. But, I mean, look, Louisville's been a real surprise. They started off the year really well, beating a game Georgia Tech team. And Duke is really built on 2 years now. Now, we'll see how all those teams finish. I still think Florida State's going to run the table. And I said before the year started, I thought they were a playoff team. But, again, give Carolina, Duke, Louisville credit. Like, it looks like a different ACC when you look at the standings of that conference right now.
I agree. And North Carolina is very good, by the way. This is probably Mac's best team since he came back to North Carolina. Drake May has a running game around him. Defense is solid. That's a good team all the way around. Florida State, I kind of agree with you. Looking at their schedule, it's going to be hard for somebody to beat them. But you never know. ACC football is wild. I mean, Louisville's classic example last week when Pitt gets them, and they got them at the right time. Coming off an emotional win, that's throwback to the old ACC Coastal games. And, you know, Miami losing to Georgia Tech and then following up losing to North Carolina. 2 weeks ago, I probably would have told you Miami was a decent playoff sleeper.
Is Ole Miss kind of really one of the more underrated teams in college football right now? I mean, again, you're lining up against Alabama and LSU and A&M and all of that in the West, and they'll get a hold of Georgia. And I really do think that if Georgia loses in the regular season, I think that Ole Miss game could be a dangerous game. But they feel like one of the more underrated kind of teams so far in college football.
They had bad night or bad afternoon at Bryant Denny. But a lot of teams have had bad afternoons at Bryant Denny's over the years. So I only penalize them for that so much. I mean, coming out of this bye week, yeah. I mean, their margin for error is not great. That Georgia game could be very interesting. They run the ball well. Jackson Dart's been efficient. Defense can play. And the Lane Kiffin factor is always at work. He's done a very good job at Ole Miss since he took over. So, but, yeah, they're probably a little overlooked because of that bad afternoon where we're assuming, hey, they need Alabama to lose so they can have that chance to get back in the mix. But that LSU win was a nice one. That was one of those – depending on how you feel about games where they score every time, that was one of the best games of the year.
Bill, if you had to pick as we're halfway through the season, if you had to pick a national coach of the year, who would be the guy you would pick?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago you would say Dion, right?
Right.
Because of what else, the phenomenon he's created and what it's done for the sport. I mean, at this point in time, I mean, Mac Brown's a good one because that North Carolina team's pretty good. Banded together, got Tez Walker back, dangerous team in the ACC. They would be a good one. James Franklin will have that opportunity if Penn State breaks through. But these are programs that have had some measure of success. What Colorado did in September was unprecedented. And I've covered this sport for a long time. And just to see the perfect storm of social media, a generational player – the cool part about that, John, was I was explaining to my son and his friend, like, when I was growing up, best cornerback in the NFL, you know, he's best corner, cover corner, and then, oh, yeah, in the summer he stole 40 bases.
Yes.
And I started showing him highlights of Dion, and it took me back to my childhood because I was like, I remember watching these games and how amazing he was. So what he did in September was pretty phenomenal. And despite what happened last week.
Do you think Brent Venables deserves to be in that conversation? Because I think, you know, again, look, I know it's Oklahoma, but they had a rough year last year. And, you know, it's a, you know, obviously Texas was kind of the program that everybody looked at. And, you know, is this the year for Texas and all that? But I think Brent Venables has really made a nice turnaround. Again, he's won as many games, you know, right now at this point last year as he did all of last year.
And it's been a phenomenal turnaround for the Sooners. He worked the transfer portal to increase improve the defense. Dylan Gabriel's an excellent Heisman candidate. I always forget him when I mention Heisman candidates, but his all-around game, and he gets to play his old-school UCF this weekend. So I mean, yeah, he'll definitely be in that conversation. Like you said, it is Oklahoma, so you're kind of like, well, they should be good. What they've been able to accomplish in the first half of the season has been pretty great.
Is, if you have to pick a Big Six team, or sorry, a non-Power Five, you know, team to be in the Big Six, is Air Force maybe the most likely? I mean, again, I know Tulane is ranked, you know, as well, but, you know, Air Force is 6-0. I mean, they're hanging tough, and, you know, that's you know, for what that, you know, conference is. But, hey, 6-0 is 6-0. I mean, you're halfway there. You know, again, does Air Force maybe end up with a Big Six bowl game when all is said and done?
Be a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, Troy Calhoun, with the 10-win seasons he's had, I talked to him a couple times in the offseason. What a remarkable coach he really is. Now, they lost their quarterback, though, in the Wyoming game, and that's going to be tough to overcome. You know, they play Navy this weekend. I like Tulane again. You know, Tulane beat Memphis last week. That was a big win. They got Michael Pratt back. You watch them. They played Ole Miss to the limit there until it got away from them in the fourth quarter. So it wouldn't surprise me if Tulane worked their way back into that. And Liberty's on tonight, by the way. Liberty and Jamie Chadwell, what a story they are. They're playing really good football.
Yeah, and I'm a big – I wanted Georgia Tech to get Jamie Chadwell, but that's a different discussion for another day. Bill Benner is a national college football writer for the Sporting News. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at BillBender92, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Bill, my friend, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta tonight, and, you know, obviously we'll be chatting again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on, as always. Take care. Have a great night.
You got it. Appreciate it, buddy. And when we get back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. I mean, Oren, has Katie Nolan really had it that bad? We'll discuss all of that next. Chukri in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 929 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.